Which county?
Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to the second and unfortunately the last day of this Python course. So we finished at the end of the third slide. So let's start with some exercises. As a warming up, let's do the ninth exercise, multiples of 3 or 5. I copied this exercise from the site Project Euler. I don't know if you have heard about it. It's at projecteuler.net. It contains lots of mainly mathematical problems that you can solve with a computer. You can send your solution and they check it. So I copied this very first exercise from here. You can find the description on my homepage. So the end is 818E. You can look for that. Here it is. So let's solve this. If we list all the natural numbers below 10 that are multiples of 3 or 5, we get 3, 5, 6, and 9. Their sum is 23. And the question is, what is the sum of all the multiples of 3 or 5 below 1,000? So this is an easier exercise because there is an example below 10. So first you should solve it below 10. And if you get a good result, that is 23, simply modify it to go up to 1,000 and probably you will get the good result. So I suggest to use a constant. Put it at the top of your source code and use capital letters. So let n be equal to 10. And we will go up to 10. Did anybody solve it at home? Because it was a homework, actually. You can start with a loop, for instance. Sum is also the name of a built-in function. So if you need a variable to store the sum, use a different name instead of sum. How can we make a loop that goes until 10, and 10 is not included? Yeah?
Loop range.
Mm-hmm. So what should I write?
For I in range n.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we need the numbers below 10. So the value of n is 10. It will not be included. Yeah. And now we should test every value if it's a multiple of 3 or 5. You use the list, it's also good, but if n is too big, then this list will also be too big. You could use just a variable like that result and add the current value to this. It will be more efficient. Need a colon at the end of 4.
Yes.
What does it give? Can you write for us our solution?
Yeah, sure.
Actually, if I modulo 3 is equal to 0,
then it's
divisible by 0. And we should also print the result to see something. Okay, thanks. So here is the end of the for loop. And if the current value modulo 3 equals 0, that is, if it's divisible by 3 or if it's divisible by 5, then add it to the result. At the end, print the result. We also need to call the main function. It's even better if you add that strange condition before calling the main. And the question is, find the sum of these numbers below 1,000. So at the end, modify n to be 1,000, and then you are ready.
And you write one line for that. Did anybody write a one-line code for that?
Mm-hmm. You can also solve it in one line. Okay, let's see another exercise. From A to Z, 815 H. From A to Z. Using a for loop, print the lowercase letters of the English alphabet. However, in the source code, I don't want to see any ASCII numbers. To avoid the usage of ASCII numbers in the code, we can use two built-in functions, ORD and CHR. Let's see ORD. For ORD, you can give a character, and it will return the ASCII number of that character. And CHR does the opposite. You give an ASCII code, and it returns the corresponding character in the ASCII table. So we want to print the characters from A until Z. Here is the ASCII table. A goes actually from 97 until 122. But in the code, I don't want to see these numbers.
Yeah.
So use ORD and CHR instead. So we need a for loop again. And with a range, we can loop over numbers. So here we would need the ASCII code of A, because we want to go from A. How can we get the ASCII code of A? It's here. ORD A. And we want to go until Z, but Z must be included. So if I write ORD Z to the end, Z will be excluded. So how can I make it included? Mm-hmm. We add one. Odd z plus one. Okay. In the loop variable I, we have the ASCII codes. So we need to convert those ASCII codes back to characters. And when we print it, we want to have a space between the elements.
Because if there's like 50, yeah, it'll be like this.
Yeah. Can you finish it?
Oh, this is one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Good. With CHR, we convert it back to a character, and we use this optional parameter AND. If we didn't write it, there would be a new line, but instead of a new line, we need a space. The space is not very visible this way, so I usually write this on a whiteboard. Okay, I think we can continue with the fourth slide. Yesterday somebody indicated that we should take some pause. 5 hours are too much. So maybe we could take a pause at 10 o'clock and at 12 o'clock maybe, 5 minutes. If I forget it, then tell me. So let's continue with slide 4. Let's see what is evaluated as false in Python. In the C programming language, after the if, what value is evaluated as false? It will be an integer value. Which one? It's the zero, which is false in C. In Python, the following values are considered to be false. There is a Boolean constant, false, which is, of course, false. There is also another special value called none. We write it with a capital N. It is similar to, like in the C language, the null value, or like in Java, it's also null, but with small letters. It is something similar. You can also assign none to any variable, and then it means that it doesn't have any value, or it doesn't point anywhere, something like that. The zero as an integer and the zero as a floating point number, both of them are considered to be false. The empty string is also false. The empty list is false. This is a tuple, an empty tuple. It's also false. It will be a dictionary. We will cover them. They are also false. So usually data structures that do not contain any elements, they are also considered to be false. I need to change the battery. But if we are not sure what is evaluated as false, there is a built-in function to help us. It is called bool. You can see it on the right side. Let's try it. Start the Python shell, and here try the bool built-in function. You can pass any value or any expression to this function, and it will evaluate it and tell us if it's true or false. Let's see a string which is not empty. It is true. However, an empty string will be false. The value 0, it is false. The value different from 0 is true. It can also be a negative value. It is true because it's not 0. Let's see the empty string. It's also false. But if it contains some elements, it is considered to be true. So we make a list. For instance,